Eddie rang us last hour, and we were talking about how the deed of title is now electronic. You no longer get a paper copy, and so I thought I would see if we can speak to someone that knows all about it. And Eddie Matthews, he's from Newcastle Legal and Conveyancing. He joins me this afternoon. Eddie, thank you for your time, mate.
Afternoon, Brett. Thank you.
Eddie, a lady called Betty rang in the last hour, and she was talking about the deed of title and how we used to get a piece of paper and it was kept with the bank if we had a loan on that property, or if you owned the property outright, you probably kept it in your safe or you kept it in your safety deposit box, and that was your little piece of paper that had all the regulations on it about you being the owner of that block of land. But apparently now that's not the way that we do it anymore. It's all gone electronic. Is that right?
Absolutely right. Yes, it's a brand new world. So this all started back in 2019. The New South Wales government and Queensland, I've heard you mention Queensland as well, Queensland government's not far behind, but in 2019, the New South Wales government made every single transaction on title to now be electronic. So prior to that, you would have a piece of paper, you would go to the land registry office in Sydney, and you would hand them over a piece of paper that would make a change to the property. Brent's now sold the place, and it's been sold to whoever. This now all happens online. And what happened after that is they realised, well, there's no point us sending out a piece of paper if we don't even see the original anymore. So now, rather than a title deed or the physical piece of paper, it's now just called a authority or a right to hold authority. So effectively, all you would need these days is to be identified by a solicitor or a conveyancer with 100 points of ID and signing a single piece of admin paperwork, and that solicitor or conveyancer will then carry out your transaction for you. So the signing of a authority with a law firm is now effectively the act of handing over your paper deed to transact.
So no longer do you have that physical piece of paper, and it sounds like, because it's all now in the cloud, so to speak, you can't get a copy of a piece of paper because there is none to get.
There is none. That's right. The best thing you can get, I have been into someone's house before where they've actually had their title deed, rather than in a safe place like in their safe custody box, they've had it in a frame on the wall as a proud moment to say that they've been unchained from the bank. Well, these days, the best that you can get is what's called a title search, which is part of the contract anyway, and it shows that your name is on title. But yeah, the physical unique piece of paper with your name on it saying that you own this property is no longer an original.
And the land registry office, does that no longer exist now?
It does. They still facilitate all of the transactions, but they do it virtually. They still do have a physical presence, but all of the documents they've been accumulating since the very beginning and no longer required.
And is the land registry office privatised, or is it still owned by government?
It has been privatised in recent years, and I'm not quite sure who it's been privatised or how that privatisation came about. But yes, there's been a privatisation of the land registry title.
So this has all been sort of flown under the radar, hasn't it?
It was, yes, even to the point where, so the paper deeds, they stopped printing the paper deeds on the, I believe it was the 19th of October last year, even to the point where I was speaking with a bank at the end of October and said, I've got a paper deed for a property you're taking a mortgage over, what's your process? And and his comment was, well, this will be the first one we've done without a deed, I've got my client's ID and their instructions, so I don't need that piece of paper anymore. So even the banks, the Kingston procedures, didn't quite have a procedure in place because they weren't quite sure what was or wasn't required of them.
So my title deeds that I've got at home in my safe deposit box or my safe, is it fair to say they're not worth the paper they're written on now?
Absolutely right. Yep. It's now you can use the back of it for your shopping list.
Really?
Yes. So Again, there was some concerns about identity theft.
Yeah, yes. And what happens if the system gets hacked, for example?
Yes. So to do that, I'm a licensed subscriber to PEXA. So you have to prove... I go back a step. PEXA is this online cloud system that's now working hand-in-hand with the Land Registry Services.
What's it called, Eddie? What's it called?
PEXA. It's short for Property Exchange Australia. PEXA.
Property Exchange Australia. Okay.
Yes. So I need to be registered with this online portal. To do that, I need to show that I'm a licensed conveyancer or I'm a solicitor with the Law Society. I also need to prove that I'm an ABN holder and not just a standalone solicitor. And there's quite a bit of identity checks that needs to go in for me to become a subscriber in this workplace. But I suppose that what that's created is that you can't just show up to the land titles office with a transfer and the right paperwork and go, I'm now transferring this property to my family member or I'm putting a mortgage over this property. You now need to involve a licensed conveyancer or a solicitor for the transaction. So provided that you've engaged a competent solicitor or conveyancer that does their correct checks and balances, then the ability for documents falling into the wrong hands or fraudulent activity taking place, I believe, is less because you've got the solicitors and conveyancers having to handle every single transaction.
Right.
What could have happened in the past, Fred, is someone could have broken into your place, got into the safe, taken that deed to the bank and gone, I want to put a loan over this property for $500,000. They get $500,000, they never pay a dollar back, and suddenly you've got $500,000 loan over your property.
Right.
That's what could have happened in the past if somebody, that's what the power of that piece of paper held. Whereas now it's down to identification and instructions. So, yeah, I see that there, it is sad that things have gone by the wayside. I do live in a minimalistic life myself, but I would have loved the opportunity to have held my deed in my possession one day.
Mm-hmm.
But, it definitely does. There seems that there is a lot more security now because it's down to the individual conveyancer or solicitor to take that action.
Something completely separate. Are we going down the same road with there'll be no physical birth certificate or no physical marriage certificate and things like that?
I don't believe so, just because they're separate departments. The birth, deaths and marriages are as a nationwide operation. The Land Titles Office is just state-based. Queensland have been title-free for, I think, 3 years already, and they're still not mandated on this electronic workspace.
Right.
So a lot of individual states have their own approach to things, but the titles are disappearing. But I do believe that physical documents, physical ID, while the tech-savvy listeners might have their ID on the New South Wales Services website, I can see at least, in the medium term, there's always going to be a need for a paper passport, for a physical passport. So I suppose that's the difference between the two. We might find ourselves in a bit of a situation where we've got multiple forms of ID, but I can't see it ever disappearing. And that's the same with the with the title documents. They've just realised that, obviously rent in George Street, Sydney was too expensive, so they needed to find a way to make their office paperless. And this was the way to do it.
Long live the title deed.
Yes, indeed.
My goodness me. Thank you so much for, at very late notice, taking my call and speaking to us about it this afternoon and educating us as to the new way that things are now done with title deeds. It's not a title deed anymore. It's a right to hold authority.
Correct. That's right. I'm glad to be able to speak to you. And just to reassure everybody, there is comfort in the fact that there should be fewer fraudulent activity because it comes down to the individual worker and their ability to identify your identification and to take your instructions.
Okay. Eddie, thanks, mate. I really appreciate it. I do. Okay.
Thanks very much, Brent. You take care.
See you, mate. That's Eddie Matthews. There you go. He's from Newcastle Legal and Conveyancing. So he knows. He's a solicitor. He's a lawyer. He knows what he's talking about. No more title deed. It's right to hold authority. That's what it's all about now.